This year's annual Festival of Urbanism encourages us to change your view of the city. So who is this city built for? Is it inclusive for everyone? Dr. Nicole Kalms is the founding director of the XYX Lab at Monash University. She spoke at the festival about her research into the sexual harassment that occurs in public spaces. She says, surprisingly, the hotspots are busy places, often around public transport.
You know, with many of the policies that we have in, for example, public transport spaces, they don't actually even mention the gendered experiences that women are having in public transport spaces. And it's the same with many of the policy documents. So we really need to bring back these very specific experiences that women and girls are having in cities and really start to commence the work that needs to be done, because there's a lot of work to do.
Simona Castricum, an architecture academic from Melbourne University and musician, says a space of empathy is needed in architecture.
The people that are often excluded from buildings are the ones that can make the buildings better. So there needs to be a sense of empathy in architectural practice as much as in space.
By listening to women's experiences, Dr. Kalm says we know women feel safe when other women are around them.
We know that the presence of other women makes women feel safe. So that means that we need to have spaces where women feel happy to kind of spend time and to dwell. And these are not busy places. There are places where we can kind of see other women and feel safe knowing that there are other women present.
An example of this design is the Coburg townhouses in North Melbourne, designed by Scored Projects. The community housing is designed specifically for women. The director of Scored Project, Sophie Dyring, says in their design they created a shared space.
Inclusive architecture is connection or connectivity. So we had designed the shared access way that all the townhouses enter off as a shared space. So that shared space and that place that can offer that small community of seven women and their children is an alternative place to connect.
Simona Castricum says many places can be difficult for people who exist outside of the traditional notions of gender.
Really difficult for us to even kind of, you know, get out the house. You know, the amount of people that would rather stay at home because it's safer, for instance, or because, you know, going to the bathroom is just too difficult, or you know, being seen as kind of like an event just to walk down the street is just a little bit too much to bear.
Jane Bringoff is the chair of the Centre for Universal Design Australia. She says universal design is about including as many people as possible to create an inclusive world. She says when designing spaces, universal design should be considered at the beginning and not as an afterthought.
Inclusion is seen as, well, now we have to think about those people, so now we'll just adjust what we've already got.
The New South Wales government are currently using universal design in their new guideline, Everyone Can Play in New South Wales. It will improve the planning and design of playgrounds so that they are inclusive and accessible for everyone. The Department of Planning and Environment released a campaign video.
I guess as a family it means that we can all interact and play together, and you just want your kid to be able to play like everyone else.
Everyone should play at the playground.
The New South Wales government has committed $20 million to assist local councils with creating and modernising playgrounds for all children and their carers. Jane Bringoff says the guidelines ask designers three questions.
Can I get there? Can I play, and can I stay? And what I realised through that process was that you could actually apply that to just about anything. Can I get there? Can I do what I set out to do in getting there? And can I stay and do it comfortably for as long as I like?
Everyone Can Play in New South Wales guidelines are open for community feedback till the 21st of September. They can be found on the Department of Planning and Environment website. Dr. Kalms says the data from the Free to Be Me Sydney map will be launched in Sydney on October the 11th, in time for the Day of the Girl. This is Marlene Even reporting for 2SER Radio.